Yeah. 90% of them have almost no real life experiences that they can understand, which is why you hear most of Nigerian music, or I'll say African music, I don't even know what to say, Afro beats, as people call it. It's mostly about nothing. Literally nothing. There's no substance to it. Like, there's like nobody's talking about anything. It's just a great time. It's an amazing time. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, life is not an amazing time.
Afrobeat to the world on the shake. First of all, the statement is very, very problematic, because there is no way you want to slice it and look at it, because when you look at those who have been like the flagship artist for the so-called name, the so-called movements, the Afrobeat to the world. I mean, Burna is like the face, the poster child of the movement, in so to speak, right? And it is really, really funny. When you look at people who have profited from this movement, he is one of them. I mean, Wizkid, David, they've been able to like, been building it for like 10 years on a large scale, I mean, where they've been able to consistently churn out hits and singles, and they've been like a great ambassador for Afrobeats to the world. However, around 2018-19 or so, the rise of Burna into the Western world became very, very big. Maybe I'm not going into how it blew up or whatever. That's another conversation I'm not interested in. However, Burna seems to be, anyways, we can always acknowledge that he has always tried to not be boxed into the Afrobeats box, whatever it is. I remember him going on Trevor Noah's show, where he called Afrobeat as the dough, where every other sources around it is, we could call it Afro fusion, you could call it Afro pop or whatever. So when you see it, when you call it a base for Trevor Noah, where millions of people are watching it, you tend to associate yourself with this movement, right? So now, coming out at a time where you are pushing your new album, where you are trying to appeal to a new market, not like you are trying to appeal to a new market, but you want to be seen as, should I say, hip-hop artist or an American artist. Anyways, that's another conversation. You have always been trying not to make people see you as an Afrobeat artist. I understand it. I understand it, because every time he goes on a show and they call Afrobeat, he's always trying to say he does Afrofusion, which Afrofusion in itself is also like has almost all the elements of what it is to be an Afrobeat artist, because Afrobeat is a mix of sound, different sounds, right? So the whole conversation is a bit tricky. Anyways, is Afrobeat in itself, because we've had this conversation before where we want people saying calling Nigerian popular music Afrobeats to the Western world could be problematic, because you are going to have rappers from Nigeria or rappers from Ghana or gospel people or people who blew outside of what Afrobeats should be. But when you go outside, they just pack every one of you and call you an Afrobeat artist because you are from Africa. So they don't know how to call or associate your genre of music, right? And people said, no, let's call it Afrobeat, and Spotify would do top 10 Afrobeat Kinecon, Apple would do the 20 playlist of Afrobeat, and Burna Boy will have like 7 tracks on it. Burna Boy is not going to release a statement to say, I'm not an Afrobeat artist. He rides along with the wave at the time, right? So he's releasing a new album, which I'll probably get into. I will listen as time goes on, because it seems people are hyping it now, or people are bashing it, all for some weird reasons that I understand. But this looks like a rollout for his album, and I think he did a terrible job at it, which is, there will be question marks, because you are trying to appeal to a new market, the market who thinks you are sampling their sound. You've made a problematic statement about them also at some point, where Burna Boy said American, he said he didn't say it, but anyways, you are appealing to people and trying to make yourself like an American artist. First off, American audience don't even see you as American artist. They will always see you as an Afrobeat artist, or they think you are doing reggae or Jarasta fried rice. Oh, okay, but you look at the transition where your last two albums, no, twice as tall and African Giant was a big movement. Those two are incredible albums where you've been able to distinguish yourself as an artist who doesn't just do the regular Afrobeat type, right? So it places you in a situation where when you are coming out with a new album and you are saying, first off, every style of music doesn't have to be political before it is seen as substance. Because what is substance? Who are your role models? Who are the music you listen to growing up where you feel they are substance? Every one of them has made music in a way where you might think, the substance is not there. But that is the joy of music. Not everybody is coming to you as a teacher. Not everyone is coming to you as an elder person trying to give you word of wisdom, right? So you go into this whole thing because you are trying to transition yourself into an American audience and not being able to articulate his points made it more problematic, because I think I understand what he's trying to say, which is he's not doing the kind of music that has been popularized by the Western world, by Americans. However, there are ways you can treat this. There are ways you can have this conversation. I mean, Wiz or David is not going on a big platform to say stuff like that. If you want to be your Afrofusion artist, every interview you go, just say, I would like to be described as an Afrofusion artist. Shout out to the people doing Afrobeats. It is as simple as that. Because you look at, we are tired of this whole movement because he's an incredible artist. He's so talented that he can do any sort of music. He could do reggae, he could do patois, he could do rap, he could do everything. He has a rap project, I think, a mixtape a few years ago. So this is a big distraction to his new project that he's come up with. Going forward, I'll listen to the album and I will let you people know what I think about it. Hopefully, maybe I'll do an episode on the album. But I think I'm tired of the Burna Boy this, Afrobeat that. You have to roll with it now, because there was a time when it was explained why it shouldn't be called Afrobeat. It is called that now. Everybody accepted it at the time, and you guys moved on, and you profited with the name and the brand and everything that has to do with Afrobeat. So him coming out to say stuff like this, this should even be a slap to the face of people who are actually doing Afrobeats or calling it Afrobeats now, because everybody's trying to disassociate themselves from the movement now because maybe they are trying to appeal to a new market. But guess what? The new market you are trying to appeal to, at some point, they will move on from your sound. And who are you going to need? You are going to need the people at home